Cork Institute of Technology hosts the 2016 Higher Education Hurling Championship finals this weekend, and the semi-finals taking place Friday afternoon, featuring UL and UCD, LIT and Mary I. And looking ahead to these games now is CIT manager Pat Mulcahy. And Pat, obviously it's unfortunate CIT aren't involved, UCC aren't involved, but there are four top quality teams preparing for the semi-finals.
Yes, that's true, Lisa. Look, there's three Limerick teams involved and one Dublin team. It's no surprise that, you know, Limerick and Clare in particular have dominated underage hurling in Munster over the last couple of years, with Limerick winning the All-Ireland Under-21 last year. And Clare have been particularly strong in that area. And, you know, all three teams have a huge selection of those players. And, you know, that has filtered through to Fitzgibbon Cup. And you know, in fairness, the best four teams are in the weekend.
Now, we'll draw on your insight, if you don't mind, in terms of the first semi-final, UL facing UCD, and UL, of course, overcoming Yi to progress to this stage. What do you expect from the semi-final?
Well, okay, look, I think UL would be favourites, Lisa. There's no doubt about that. UCD don't seem to have the same number of stars, let's put it that way, as previous years, but, you know, they seem to have a great cause this year. Dave Billings, their Jade Villain Doctor, passed away last year, and they won the Sigerson, and they seem to have a huge togetherness about themselves this year, and I think that would be a big driver for them. In terms of ability, you'd have to say UL. They have tremendous talent available to them, outside of the first 15 even. They've got a fantastic set of forwards. A lot of Limerick Under-21 ones involved in it. Obviously, Jason Ford is there. They'll miss Tony Kelly. Mm. Obviously, he's ruled out, but they have some serious talent available to them. And I would tip UL to get through that one.
And what was very impressive with them in their quarter-final win was they hit 217 from play. I mean, that's fantastic scoring from play.
Yeah, look, I think they hit 10 points at one stage without a wide, and you know, they just have six excellent forwards and two midfielders that can score as well, and they have real quality around the pitch, and they have a couple of clean heads in there as well. And Tom Morrissey in Limerick, I think, is, to my mind, the player, the up-and-coming star, and will feature with Limerick at some level this year. I think he's a serious prospect, and, you know, against us, he popped over 3 or 4 points from play, and they just have real quality up front, Lisa. I think if the weather's to be good, in particular on Friday, I think that will favour them. The pitch in TAT is in great condition, and I'm sure you'll see, you know, a UL forward line really firing on Friday.
Well, Trevor Horgan from Newcestown is the Cork representative there in the UL squad, so we wish them the best of luck. Looking then at the second semi-final, Pat, LIT and Mary I in a Limerick derby here. I reckon this is going to be a brilliant match.
Yeah, and I think there'll be great fire and passion. In at least McGregor involved with Mary I, David Fitzgerald with LIT. I think it's going to be fascinating, because Mary I, to my mind, actually have the most talent of the four teams, and that includes the UL side I just spoken about. But the Mary I team is full of established inter-county senior hurlers. Now Lamar, I think, is back from them, played the last round, hadn't played up to that. You know, Kieran Lynch is there. They've got amazing talent across the pitch. But, you know, they have been leaking goals in their group stages, and a lot of goals. They're very traditional in their play, in terms of they play a flat 15. But LIT will be completely different, Lisa. They will set up very much to catch Mary I in the counter-attack. They will defend extremely deeply. They'll play one up front in the full forward line, and they'll run the ball from one side of the pitch to the other side of the pitch. So I think it's fascinating. I think Mary I have the talent to get through, but I actually think LIT would pip them on this, because I think they will play on their terms, and if they can get a couple of points ahead at all, they're very good at maintaining that lead and catching a team in the counter-attack. So I would tip LIT for this one.
And particularly in this time, maybe, Pat, how important is experience? Because Mary I obviously played a finals weekend a couple of seasons ago, and LIT then are a seasoned Fitzgibbon Cup side. So how much does experience count in semi-final day?
I think it's huge. It's probably a bigger, more important on the last day, given that you're playing a day the day before. If you can get to a final, experience, I think, has a bigger impact on the day of the Fitz final as opposed to a semi-final. But, you know, look, Davey's been there before. He knows exactly what the whole thing is about. He'll understand the time of the year that it's been played at. And I think that has a huge factor, because given people tend to underestimate the weather and the conditions and how you have to adapt to those. So yeah, look, that's certainly an advantage that LIT will have. Now look, Eamon Cregan has been around, and he knows exactly what's required as well. But to my mind, at least on balance, I think it's going to be a great game, contrasting styles, but I think that the LIT might tip this one.
And if you're tipping UL and LIT to come through then, Pat, is it UL's Fitzgibbon Cup title to lose at that stage?
I think if they can maintain their hunger, Lisa, and their drive, I suppose they're champions from last year. They went to a replay. I suppose the hunger was questioned against us and they responded really well. But if they can maintain that drive and match LIT for hunger, I think their talent will probably win out for them. Yeah, I expect them to come through.
Thanks very much, Pat. We're looking forward to what will hopefully be at least three cracking games in the senior championship finale this weekend. Thanks for joining us.
No bother, Lisa. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye.